Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. We're sure you're familiar with the seven deadly sins described in the Bible. They are pride, greed, envy, anger, lust, gluttony, and slothfulness. Here are seven kingdom virtues which overcome those seven deadly sins. Humility overcomes pride.
Generosity overcomes greed.
Love overcomes envy.
Kindness overcomes anger.
Self-control overcomes lust.
Temperance overcomes gluttony.
And zeal overcomes slothfulness. However, we're not going to talk on today's call and maybe a few others about the seven deadly sins. We might do that some other time. Today, we're going to be discussing seven deadly, D-E-B-T-L-Y, seven deadly sins. Number one, my background, circumstances, and surroundings, well, they determine my financial destiny. When you believe your past determines your future, you're dismissing the power of God to change your life.
And then wow. I'd say an amen to that.
That's a great statement. Thank you, Lord. Yes, you're overlooking the greatest strategic relationship anyone could ever have. And that's not really a smart thing to do. Here are seven reasons why your background, circumstance, and surroundings do not determine your financial destiny. First, you're not on a fixed income. Thinking that you live on a fixed income, a fixed income will cause you to fall into traps of the enemy. Make no mistake, the enemy wants you thinking in terms of limitations. He wants you to believe that where you are is where you'll stay the rest of your life. He wants you to believe that you have no choice in your destiny. That's a lie straight from Satan, straight from where he's going to spend eternity.
That's it.
Here's the reality. The world system and our government may place limits on your income, but God never will.
Amen. Mark 9:23 in God's Word Translation says, Jesus said to him, as far as possibilities go, everything. Do you hear that? Everything is possible for the person who believes.
You know, honey, this scripture just ignites our faith, stirs our spirit to new levels of expectation. Everything is possible for the person. That's you, that's me, that's us. Everything is possible for the person who believes. A few days ago on Rich Thoughts for Breakfast, we taught nothing is impossible. But I find that sometimes we need to be reminded of the truth in His Word. And that's why we will continually remind each of us there's really no limitation to our manifestation.
Honey, one of the things I have written in my devotional time now, I have this quote and I remind myself every day, and that is that we are not limited by the natural. We are limited by what we have the ability to believe God for.
That's good.
That is so good. And
it's
I
really
remind
good.
Myself every day. One of my confessions, the Message Bible translation of Mark 9:23 says it this way. Jesus said, if there are no ifs among believers, anything can happen.
All things are possible, anything, no matter how illogical to the natural mind. Nothing impossible. See, things can happen in our life and will happen as we exercise our faith and believe. The scripture also says there's nothing impossible to those who believe.
Again, that quote made right in scripture, made truthful, this is what it says, Luke 1:37. Luke 1:37 in the Classic Amplified. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment.
As a child of God who functions with the mind of Christ, each of us need to understand there's nothing impossible to those who believe.
Matthew 17:20 in the Classic Amplified says, For truly I say to you, if you have faith that is living like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to yonder place, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Second, eliminate the poverty mentality. Poverty is nothing more than the devil's anointing. Poverty happens inside of you before it ever happens around you. Poverty won't keep you out of heaven, but it sure will keep a lot of other people out of heaven. Poverty is a dream destroyer. There's something worse than poverty, though. It's the reason behind poverty, and it's called poor thinking. A poverty mentality will hold a person hostage to the belief that there is no other choice, no way out, that is totally unscriptural philosophy. Being poor is a choice we make anywhere in the world, but especially in the United States. A person or family may not have chosen to live in poverty, but they have accepted their situation and they chose to stay there. It's been too many years and too many Christians who believe the devil's lies. Satan says some people are destined to be poor and some people are destined to be rich, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. That is a crippling lie from the pit, and a lot of people believe it. But it's time to start not only learning the truth, but living the truth. Deuteronomy 15, verses 4 and 5. Deuteronomy 15, verse 4 and 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "But there will be no poor among you, for the Lord will surely bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance to possess. If only you carefully listen to the voice of the Lord your God to do watchfully all these commandments which I command you this day."
Now, we want you to hear everybody. And see, we need to be reminded of things too. We need to get this straight from those two verses that my fine wife just read. There's seven things here. First, it says there'll be no poor among you. Second, the Lord will bless you. Third, God has given you an inheritance to possess. Fourth, if only. Fifth, if only you listen to his voice. Sixth, do all his commandments. Seventh, which he will give you this day. I'd say that's seven pretty powerful things about Deuteronomy 15, 4, and 5.
That is the truth.
And you might even want to personalize that for yourself. Third, gain the victory over the victim complex. Have you ever been around people who entertain you? That sounds better than whine. Who entertain you with stories of their latest mishap, tragedy, calamity, problem, or circumstance that's attacked them? It's an absolute fact that you can't be a victim and move forward in life. If your self-image is of someone who's being continually victimized, and that's what you confirm to the people around you, it will result and become a self-fulfilling prophecy for you. You will repel love, defer happiness, attract illness and injuries, sabotage any financial or business success. You will be attracting like things to your life every time you use these excuses. We have a choice in life, to be a victim or a victor, but we can't be both. And by all means, we need to stop looking back and rehashing what's happened in the past.
In Luke 9, verse 62, Contemporary English Version, it says, Jesus answered, "Anyone who starts plowing and keeps looking back isn't worth a thing to God's kingdom."
Let's be clear. People with a victim mentality will always be poor and disappointed. That's a fact. So never complain about anything that you and God can change.
Wow, that's powerful. Fourth, stop making negative confessions. Our words will either bring reward or punishment. Our destiny is not just determined by what we do, but by what we say as well. In Proverbs 12:14 in the Contemporary English Version, it says, We are rewarded or punished for what we say and do. Our words have consequences, and we need to decide whether they are good or evil. As we quote many times, Proverbs 18, verse 20, this in the Classic Amplified, a man's moral self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth, and with the consequences of his words he must be satisfied, whether good or evil. Words will either bring life or death to us, and the decision is totally ours. As it says in Proverbs 18:21 in the Message Bible, it says, words kill and words give life. They're either poison or fruit, you choose. So it says, if we feel like we have nothing to give, we don't need to say it.
Right.
The words that we speak are going to empower or disable the blessings of God.
Hallelujah, that's the truth.
And angels respond, as it says in 103:20. Angels respond to his word, which is why we should be speaking words of faith over our finances, regardless of our current situation. There may be facts that may be true, but the word of God is always the upper hand of truth.
You know, honey, there have been times we've been so broke we couldn't pick up all the pieces. But we never said that we don't have anything to give. And no surprise, God always made a way for us so that we always had something to give. But sadly, there's a shortage mentality where the immediate subconscious response is, I have nothing to give. That's not true unless you believe and confess it to be so.
2 Corinthians 9, verse 10 in the Classic Amplified. And God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity.
The key phrase in that verse, God will provide seed for the sower. If you're not a sower, then he's not providing. When we change how we think and what we speak, then we will never have to worry about saying things that we shouldn't.
Proverbs 18:20 in the Contemporary English Version. Make your words good. You will be glad you did.
Read that one more time, baby.
Make your words good. You will be glad you did. And praising God, too.
That's it.
Is powerful.
Speaking the pure, the powerful, the positive from the Word of God.
And if we're looking and praising God for everything, then he is hurrying to bless us. I mean, it's just amazing how that just works. You know, praising God just brings blessings your way.
Well, time's up for today, but we'll continue this conversation on tomorrow's call.
Amen.
Go to haroldherring.com, check out this Meek's 2-minute video. You've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God. What seed have you sow? Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.